far, the biggest challenge has been being a woman and working with the male-dominated society. They think that all the strong, good things are done by men, not women. So they want to bring you always down because you're a woman. And capital has also been another big challenge, that you don't have money at reach, but you have to work so hard to get something to make your dream be realized. Even the bank alone would say money's available, but the interest rate is so high.
So you couldn't get money to fund your initiative. You're a teacher, and at the same time as your schoolwork, you also decided to supplement your income by selling cassava. Presumably, you can't have made much money, but it was enough to set aside a little bit, was it, to get your project underway?
The cassava was to make the project start because it was hard for people to believe in me. I was such a young girl, and more so being a woman that people don't believe in. So cassava was to start the project because I couldn't go beg, but daddy had promised me a piece of land. The condition was, if you finish your studies or go through it, come back, because I told him I want to be a teacher.
So, how old were you when the idea first hit you?
It was in 1992 when the idea of a school came, because I was now in senior six, 19 years. I shared with my dad that I'm not happy with how we are being taught. I want to begin my own school. And he said, Beatrice, first finish your studies, then I'll give you what you want. And when I finished studies, that was in 1995, he refused. He told me, you need to get experience first. Teach in a government school, get experience before you start. And the salary is so little. I need to start something. I need to use the land. Nobody's believing in me. And that was when I started with the garden of cassava, because actually one of the people I consulted told me that is a youthful ambition. Nobody listened to me because of my age. So the only thing is practically get to work and prove it by action.
So you did that. You sold cassava at the same time
Yes.
as you were teaching.
Actually, the minute I finished the university, I was posted to teach at Komboni College. So because it's near home, I now started digging my garden, planted cassava, going still for my lessons. And people were wondering, this person has a whole degree. Why do you hold the hoe to dig? That job for those who are not educated. But my dream was to build a school, and I needed capital. So when my cassava got ready after 8 months, I sold it.
Has there been positive change? Have you made a positive impact on the pupils around you?
If you put them right from the nursery child to secondary, put them among other students, they're different. Why? These children are confident. These children are able to do anything. When they go back home, the parents say, wow, this child was a problem when the child was in this school. Here, the child is hardworking, gets back home, is inquisitive and able to help and want to do something. The kind of education we are bringing, integrating entrepreneurship in education, enables the child to start thinking, and not thinking about only getting that money, but how can I upgrade, make something of value that can make me a better person?